Unit 3.7. Exercise 1. Page 84. Speaker A.
I don't think it is a good idea. I mean, there would be the expense of keeping and feeding it. And what happens if it gets sick? Vets cost a fortune. Okay, so it would have a great home and someone to look after it. But what would happen when we wanted to go on holiday? Who would look after it then? Of course, it would be lovely to have a puppy around the place, but I really think we should give it a bit more time before coming to a decision.
Speaker B.
The human race should be ashamed of itself for doing this to these animals. I know thousands of acres of natural habitat are disappearing, so we need to do everything we can to help animal species survive. But are these conditions really appropriate? As funds are cut, enclosures are getting smaller, and there are very few plants. Visitors buy into the idea of conservation and education, which are good things, but I truly believe that animals belong in the wild.
Speaker C.
My colleagues and I are passionate about our work. We love and respect the variety of creatures in our world and want to protect them for future generations. The natural world is affected by the irresponsible actions of human beings. Air pollution threatens wild habitats and national parkland. The seas are used for the disposal of toxic waste, with little thought for sea life. Also, modern fishing techniques and the destruction of ancient forests, not to mention global warming, mean many of the world's rarer species will soon be extinct. We are working hard to change all these things.
Speaker D.
It is encouraging to report that in many of the world's zoos, breeding programs are helping the numbers of endangered mammals, birds, and reptiles grow. Monitoring habitats also shows that it is possible to successfully reintroduce species into the areas they previously occupied. In Australia, there have been many successes with such reintroduction programs. In the wild, population sizes often increase if habitats are restored and threats removed. America has also had its successes with endangered species, and numbers of many creatures are on the increase, including humpback whales, American bald eagles, grey wolves, peregrine falcons, and grizzly bears.
Speaker E.
I couldn't live without Zora. She's my ears. She communicates by putting her paw on me. Once she has my attention, she leads me to wherever the noise is coming from. I remember one Christmas when my youngest son had fallen off his new bicycle. Zora heard him crying for help, and she came to get me. She led me straight to him. Fortunately, he wasn't too badly hurt and soon recovered. I was born deaf, and Zora has made a world of difference to my life.
Speaker F.
It's not that I've got anything against people keeping animals. Not at all. In fact, we've had our cat for nearly 10 years now, and she's definitely a part of the family. No, what I object to is keeping wild animals in the home. You hear of all sorts, monkeys, reptiles, and other potentially dangerous creatures. As far as I'm concerned, it's irresponsible and cruel. Wild animals should either live in their natural habitat or in zoos with professional keepers.